Welcome back to another Future Sox podcast. Clinton Cole here with you, and joining me on Skype is Gavin Sheets. Gavin, thanks for taking your time, man. I know this is probably the third or fourth, maybe fifth interview we've done, but always great to have you, so thank you.
Always good to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right to it. Let's talk about the offseason first. You having a good break here, having a nice offseason?
Yeah, everything's nice. It's obviously going to the fall league, kind of cut in the offseason a little bit and had more baseball, which was an awesome experience. But it's nice to get home and have some time with the family and slow things down a little bit and get going again and get ready for the upcoming spring training.
Very good. So before we get to last season, I guess, let's talk about the fall league. And, you know, a lot of great talent out there. Several guys in the Sox system out there with you. So tell me about that. Tell me, what was it like?
It was a lot of fun. It was a great experience. I think that, you know, being around so many great players and getting able to meet a bunch of different guys that you would never play with and being on a team with, you know, five different organizations was really cool to build a lot of really good relationships and play with a lot of really good players. And I think that I grew as a player and was able to learn, pick up things from different guys and different coaches that I wouldn't normally have. And it was a wonderful experience. I'm glad I was able to go out there and play.
A lot of great talent out there. You know, you mentioned being out there with the different players and coaches and stuff, but is there anyone, you know, not in the Sox system that kind of stood out to you?
Oof. It's tough to pick one guy. Right. You know, I don't want to name one guy. I mean, we had some guys that really swung the bat well. Tyler Stevenson really swung the bat well from the Reds. And it was cool for me because I had three other teammates that played together at Wake Forest with myself. And
oh, nice.
So that was really cool for me to go out there and see those guys again and wear the same jersey as them. So that was probably one of the coolest experiences that I had out there. So getting to go play with those guys again was really cool. But to pick one guy is tough because the talent out there was really, really impressive.
Last year at this time, you know, and I've talked to you since. We talked, I think, in July. But last year at this time, you know, we talked about the power numbers, your power numbers, you know, making adjustments and things like that. And then the first couple months were a little slow. Then you picked it up. So now looking back at the season as a whole, how do you think that ended up for you?
I was really happy with the season. Obviously, you talked about the first couple months. The first couple months were tough. They were tough mentally. They were tough. Tough with baseball. It was tough for me in the beginning to find the difference between, you know, trying to hit for power, but also trying to be a good hitter. And I think in the beginning, I tried to hit for way too much power from the start. I tried to get out to a really good start in terms of hitting home runs. And one thing I learned, especially this year, is when you try to hit home runs, you never do. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I learned in the beginning of the season was, you know, I wanted to go out there and prove everybody wrong from the jump and, you know, go out and hit 10 home runs the first month. And if you go out there and try to do that in every at-bat you're trying to hit a home run, it just doesn't work, especially in Double-A with the ballparks we were playing in and the pitchers we're facing. So once I went back to trying to be a good hitter and focusing on what I do well, I was able to add on the things that I worked on and be a little more aggressive and then start to put the ball in the ballpark. And then once everything – you know, once that clicked, the season really opened up and put together a really good year. So I'm really happy with last year and where I put myself and look forward to this year to build off of it.
So we move to this season, as you said. So what are some things you're working on this offseason now to get ready for next year?
I think the biggest thing for me this year is just to get a little bit more athletic, get stronger, and then just to build off of what I did last year. So I found out what worked. I found out kind of how to hit for power again like I did in college and how to do that at the pro level. And to do it in a ballpark like Birmingham, which is, you know, not a hitter's ballpark. So I think that was really good to hit there and learn how to hit in that stadium in a big ballpark and, you know, to have the confidence of being able to put up good home run numbers and RBI numbers. So I think the biggest thing for me is just to build off of it and, you know, take what I learned last year and apply it so that it doesn't take, you know, until June to get things going. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting after it this year and seeing what we can do.
You mentioned the ballpark and the pitching in Double-A, obviously much different than in Winston-Salem, but I guess, you know, I mean, those two things are the big differences, I guess, in AA. But what are some of the other differences you faced or the other challenges you faced this year outside or in Birmingham instead of being in Winston?
Sure. You know, obviously, yeah, the ballpark and the pitching is probably the two biggest. But I would say that the fact that you play only five-game series, that was a big change because, you know, you're facing the same team, same pitchers. Sometimes you get the same relievers, you know, two or three times in a series. And if you don't make changes from game to game, you're going to get, you know, eaten alive out there because guys are so good and the scouting reports are really, really good and they can do exactly what they need to do against you. So, you know, you got to start picking up on tendencies and you really got to start thinking along with the game. I think that was the biggest difference this year is, you know, being able to think along with the game, seeing what pitchers are doing to you and being able to adjust game to game, because if you can't, those guys are going to continue to, you know, to pound you and make it really difficult on you. So I think, you know, mentally it was a big year and really important to stay in the game and kind of learn the game of baseball.
I don't need you to comment and say, you know, oh, we shouldn't have let him go or any of that stuff. That's not what I'm looking for. But, you know, you were with Omar for two seasons and now he's no longer with the organization. But what was something, I guess, give me one memory and then one thing that really stood out to you about Omar as your manager.
Oh, wow. Omar was, he was a lot of fun to play for. It was a style that I had never played under. I mean, he was one of the most laid back coaches I've ever played for, but at the same time, he knew the game as well as anybody I've ever been with. And I think that I still remember the day in Winston-Salem when he took us all out to dinner because I think the offense had 20 hits the game before and we got a steak dinner if we got 20 hits on our hitting coach, Sipo. And I just remember Omar opening up to all of us for really the first time. And, you know, he talked about what it takes to be a big leaguer and what it takes to play 20-plus years in the big leagues. And you know, just he really opened up to us about his career. And it was a side that I think a lot of us had never seen before from him. And so I still remember that conversation he had with all of us, and that's one of my fondest memories. But it was a blast to play for him. I have the utmost respect for him and obviously what he did in his career as well. He helped me tremendously, especially defensively, just with working on us every day. And I love playing for him. It's the same to see him go, but I'm happy he got a job, and I think he'll do great things.
I know we kind of talked about what you're working on for next year, but where are you at, I guess, in your timeline now in the off season, in your workouts and your throwing and your hitting plan, and then obviously getting ready for we're 6-7 weeks away from spring training starting.
Yeah, so it's getting close. I mean, you know, you think about 6 weeks or 2 months and it feels like a far long way away, but once Christmas hits, it's really time to get going. And obviously the workouts have been going for a couple of months now, but you know, you really start to amp up hitting, try to get back to game speed. You're throwing, obviously you're getting back your arm strength back, and it's really just trying to get as close to game speed ready as possible. So whether it's facing live BP or facing a machine that's cranked up to 90 miles per hour, it's just trying to get game reps and being ready for that first spring training game and to come back and be ready to go. So trying to get your body in the right position to be healthy all the way through, and trying to get your baseball skills to be ready for games.
Last question for you, maybe if I think of something else, maybe not. But so for your personal goals, I mean, obviously we don't, let's hope the team win and all of that good stuff. But for your personal goals, you know, how soon is your, or what is your goal of the things you can control, of course, but how soon is your goal to get to Charlotte?
You know, I'd love to be there as soon as possible. I don't really have a timeline. You know, if I start in Birmingham, I'd love to get to Charlotte, make a tough on them and get there as soon as possible. If I start in Charlotte, that would be tremendous. You know, I can't control that, yeah. But I do control what I can do on the field and if I'm ready for spring training and go out and have a really good spring training, that's the stuff I can control. And that's what I'm going to focus on. And, you know, whatever happens, whatever jersey I'm wearing in the spring, it's all going to be the same. It's going to be trying to go out there and do damage at the plate and help the team win and do the best I can do. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And whatever happens, whatever jersey I'm wearing, I'm going to go out and try to do the same thing.
Well, Last thing, I promise, and I'll let you run. So you mentioned, you know, in fall league you played with some guys around the team and then some guys from Wake, as you said. But are you – what's the level of contact you have with some of these guys that you know you're going to be with and moving forward this offseason? Are you, you know, talking to them, checking up on them, or how does that go with you guys?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about this organization is how close all of us are. I've got multiple group chats with guys, and we talk at least once, twice a week, whether it's FaceTime, whether it's text messages, Snapchat, and that's one of my favorite things about this organization. They've done such a good job of building relationships and making guys close, and so I'm really good friends with a lot of the guys, and I can't wait to. That's one of my favorite parts about spring training is walking in and seeing all the guys if I don't see them in the off season and or hitter clinics. And yeah, I'm just really excited to be back with the guys. I think that's one of the biggest things you miss in the off season is that camaraderie of, you know, 140 games traveling together, rooming together, and going through the grind together. So I can't wait to see those guys, but we talk at least once or twice a week.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your break here. And, you know, we're all looking forward. I know myself as, you know, as a Sox fan, you know, we're excited for all these moves they're making. And, you know, we've got a lot of young talent, you and your and a lot of your friends and stuff like that, ready to go. So, you know, it's an exciting time to be part of the White Sox organization and White Sox fan.
It's a great time, and I'm excited for things to come.
All right, man. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Gavin Sheets, thanks for his time, and that's another Future Sox podcast.